Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, and that's no bull, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Always happy to see you.
And to see you as well.
Even though we've got a little bit of a serious and definitely an important topic today, it's July, it's Kansas, it's hot and gross, and when it's not bucketing down rain, the sun is out in full force.
That's right. And you need to protect yourself from that sun, because today we're going to talk about skin cancer. And, you know, farmers and ranchers and those that work outside, they're exposed to 2 to 3 times more UV radiation than those that work inside. And data shows that there are nearly 20 people that die every day here in the United States from melanoma. And melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer. So protecting yourself is very important, and selecting sun-safe clothing and accessories is the first place to start, okay? So, you know, I always thought when we went outside we were supposed to wear light-colored clothes and this kind of thing. Well, to protect yourself from the UV light, they talk about using dark-colored clothes or the bright-colored clothes rather than the lighter shades. The dark and the bright colors absorb more of the UV rays rather than letting it penetrate into your skin.
That's wild.
Another thing, of course, we want to choose clothing that protects more of our skin area. So we want to wear long sleeve shirts. We want to wear long pants. We want to make sure that our clothes fit loose rather than tight. And we probably want to select a fabric that is denser woven. Something, you know, like if you're wearing jeans, denim it would be a good choice for pants, okay? So then again, if you're going to purchase clothes, look for the UPF, which is ultraviolet protection factor. This number refers to the amount of UV radiation that will penetrate the fabric and reach your skin. Another thing we want to think about is sunscreen. It's very important when we're trying to protect ourselves. You want to choose a sunscreen that's waterproof and somewhere in that 30 SPF. Apply it generously to all areas of the skin that are exposed. And they tell you to apply it like 15 minutes before you go outside. They also say that we probably need to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. And that may be more often if we are in the water swimming, or if we're profusely sweating and those kind of things.
And don't forget the tops of your ears and the part in your hair. I'm speaking from experience.
Very true. A lot of people will get skin cancers on the tops of their ears. But, you know, and so then lastly, let's think about early detection. And let's think about doing self-exams regularly. You know, the American Cancer Society recommends looking for new growing or changing growths or spots or bumps on the skin. They also say look for sores that bleed. Maybe they don't heal after several weeks. Maybe it's a rough or scaly looking patch that's on you, and it may crust and it may bleed as well. There's other signs like things that look like warts, moles, or other skin spots that are new, if they're changing size, if they're changing shape or color, and a mole with an odd shape or irregular borders, or it has multiple colors or different colors in it. Those would all be things you'd want to be looking for. And so if you notice any of the above, schedule a visit with your doctor today. And until next time, protect yourself and stay safe.
And stay hydrated, too.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Rod. It's not a fun thing to think about, but it is pretty important. My husband has gone through, I've lost track of exactly how many Mohs surgeries and how many carcinomas and things like that he's had frozen off and everything else. And he was very careful about sunscreen. He worked outside pretty much all his life, used sunscreen almost religiously, and he still had issues. So the more care you take, I can't imagine where he'd be right now if he hadn't.
And it's pretty common. I bet everybody out there listening knows somebody that's had some kind of skin cancer.
Exactly. So let's see if we can keep that number down. Thank you for the advice.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.